Try to stay awake until the morning comes to watch the empty street awake. Okay, welcome to Indie Invasion episode 4. This episode is completely live, and I'm probably going to mess up a few times because I've never done a live show before. That little piece you heard there was the beginning of a song by Jeff Schramm, which is the artist we're showcasing today. Let me take a look at the name of the song. It's Devil Ain't Got a Chance, which is also the name of the album. It was released in 2007, and It was his first actual album. The second album is he's working on right now. He's playing it live all over the place in New York, where he's based, and releasing them as a podcast on his website, which is jeffjeffjeff.com. He's really good. I really enjoy his music. It's kind of, let me see, on his press release, they call it a mix of Clapton, Foo Fighters, and the Raconteurs. I believe it was Raconteurs. Which is a good mix. I like those bands. He's a kind of a blues type of folk artist. Except in his new music, it's a more electric, hard type thing. Which is also good. It's not my favorite kind of music. I'm more into the folk type blues music. It can be, if it's hard that way, it's fine. But I really prefer acoustic music, whether or not it's hard. Yeah, he's good. He's been playing all over, like I said, he's been playing all over the place in New York, and releasing his music on his website. His new album is called Season of the White Crow. It's supposed to come out in the fall, and he's been really changing his sound and playing with a trio, and sounds like he's copying John Mayer, which kind of has a similar sound, who also plays in a trio, but hey, if it works, it works, so that's fine. He's been playing with two other people, a bassist and a drummer, and they've been kind of developing a new sound together. He writes all the lyrics to all the words and everything, but together they've formed a new thing of some kind. I don't know. I haven't actually heard any of their new stuff. I've just been listening to his 2007 album, which only has 3 songs, but they're all good. I'm probably going to put in his old two old tracks that he had that I also like that I wasn't originally planning on playing on the show. But that's a good idea. He's good. Everything he plays is good. So here we go. We're going to listen to the rest of the song, minus the 3 seconds you heard. The Devil Ain't Got a Chance. Okay, that was Devil Ain't Got a Chance. That was cool, right? Yeah, it reminds me of kind of a little Clapton-ish kind of thing. With some other stuff.
It's a recording show.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of a mix of Clapton and... it kind of reminds me of the martial arts, but without the whole electro-indie-tronic thing going on. You never heard of the martial arts? Look them up on Jamendo. Jamendo, go to jamendo.com, look and search for the martial arts. They're really good. Got some nice music going on there. Yeah, so it's cool, right? Now we're going to go on to the next song. I don't really have any... How's my sister? She likes... kind of, I don't know. Anyway, go on to the next song. I don't have a whole lot to say about anything right now. I'll think of some good stuff to talk your ear off about during this song. So, here you go. Sorry about that. I kind of stopped paying attention for a sec. Okay. To give you a little taste of what I was talking about, how the martial arts sound kind of similar to this guy with the little Clapton and everything going on there, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by the martial arts. It's called Contemptuous Disdain. It'll probably offend somebody. I don't know. I really like it. So that's where the next song's going to be. So we're going to take a little break from Jeff Schramm. Well, I don't know why you want to do that, because he's great. But so this is the martial arts, Contemptuous Disdain, from their album Your Sinclair, which is available on Jamendo.com for free. Free for download, I think. You may be able to buy a high-quality version or an actual album, rarity version, all nice with all the stuff that you could get back in the day when you bought the album and it had the posters and the books and everything. That's really cool. So buy that, because they're good and they deserve your money. They're good enough to actually pay for. And Jeff Schramm definitely as well. Go to his site and buy all of his stuff. Buy everything, because he's good enough to deserve your cash. So here you go. This is Contemptuous Disdain. After the end of this song.
Compose yourself in the presence of greatness. Come gather round and stare in amazement. You look to me like you look like a no one. You're looking at a subcultural icon. Me and my friends are elevated as such, with all the style and the charm that you can touch. Yet I'm still waiting to see my name in La Heights. Dear at all of the people that I despise, I was bent strutting my stuff on the dance floor.
Looking
Okay, that was the martial arts singing Contemptuous Disdain. Stupid speakers. Okay. It sounds like a cross between them and Eric Clapton. Without the electronic stuff in the background, of course. And maybe in a kind of a somewhat lower register. But you knew that. You were listening. They're really good. I'm probably going to do an episode about them, too. I really like the martial arts. Okay, so now we're going to get back to Jeff Schramm. We're going to be listening to Bad Luck. Sorry about that. I'm a little sick. Okay, we're going to listen to Bad Luck by Jeff Schramm from his... we're still in the 2007 album. After that, we'll be listening to a couple of songs that he released before then. Which aren't really any kind of proper release, they're just a couple of songs that are on his website to listen to, just for fun, I guess. Okay, here you go. Don't call it luck.
its fate.
That was nice. That's the kind of music that I'm really into. The soft, you know, romantic acoustic type stuff. Very nice. That was great. I'm gonna say that was my favorite song by Jeff Schramm, Bad Luck. Very, very, very good. While we were listening to that, I took a quick look at Jeff Schramm's website, and apparently there's nowhere to download his music. Maybe I'm just really bad at finding that kind of stuff. I don't know, because I can't find it. I was looking for... I mean, I'm not bad at it, because I find all kinds of stuff. In relation to music, you know? But, yeah, it wasn't working. I can't find any links to his new stuff. Except in videos, but, I mean, you guys can't watch the videos with me. This is sound only, and that's how it's going to stay. I'm not afraid of video cameras, but, I mean, who needs a video? I mean, you can hear, you don't need to see, you don't need anything else. Music is all you need. So, that's not going to happen. Let's just keep going. Let's listen to some more Jeff Schramm. And maybe if I think of something else to listen to as well, I'll just throw that in there. I have a lot of music, so that's fairly likely to happen. Totally forgot. The first two songs we listened to were a song that I made, which I just made for fun to throw you guys off. The beginning, starting the show with some Euro dance electro music, just to throw you guys off, which has nothing to do with the rest of the show, because the show's about Jeff Schramm, not me, or anything European. You guys feel free to leave me feedback. I'm probably not going to listen to it, because that's the only electronic music I'm ever going to make. I didn't enjoy making it at all. It was just boring. I made two songs. The first one sounds like the radio's changing every few seconds, and this one was better, but I didn't find any enjoyment in making electronic music. There was no soul. It was just like, oh, that sounds cool, I can put that in, and oh, maybe if I change the instrument, it'll sound better. I didn't like it. I'd really prefer to actually play something, which I can do. I play the guitar. I just haven't really made anything original, although I'd like to. So I'm not going to be promoting myself on Indie Invasion unless I actually want to, which may or may not happen, I don't know. If you want to check out my website, I'm at Killpack Music, KILLPACK music.wordpress.com. Unless I have come into money in the future, I'm not going to have a website like killpack.com or carloskillpack.com or anything like that, unless I start actually getting semi-famous, you know? And the second song was Post-War Years by The Black Morning. I got that from the South by Southwest 2009 Showcasing Artist CD, I think. I don't know how many CDs it was, but from that collection they had. It was like 6 gigabytes of free music from South by Southwest 2009, which I really, really wanted to go to. It was during spring break. I was off of school, and I totally could have gone, but it was way, way, way too expensive. I don't have $800 to spend just, ooh, I could go listen to a whole bunch of bands. I'd like to. I would if I had the money, but I don't. I couldn't even afford the wristband, which is like $100. plus the trip to Austin and back is pretty far. And that's even with me living in Texas. I live at the very bottom of Texas, like, you know, as far south as you can go of the United States. I live there. And Austin's pretty far. And imagine if I lived somewhere else, that would be ridiculous. Someday I'm gonna go. I really hope so, because that's like my mecca. If I was like a music Muslim, I would be praying towards Austin like 6 times a day. You know, it's a great place with great music, and a lot of artists started out in the whole Austin city limits music scene, and I'd like someday to play there, or even just go to listen to some music. Okay, so now we're gonna get back to the music. I don't even know how long I talked. I don't know how long that was, but you enjoy listening to me talk, right? It's my soothing voice. Okay. Now we're gonna listen to a song from Jeff Schramm's only one pseudo album. Just the MP3 releases that he put on there. They weren't in an album, but he wanted them out there, I guess. It's Head in the Clouds. I think I listened to this one earlier today and really enjoyed it. It's these two songs are a lot more acoustic, like Bad Luck, than the first two songs that we listened to, Devil Ain't Got Her Chance and So Wrong. They're more like, I don't know, the Indian, what was it, the Village Sessions? The Village Sessions with John Mayer, or something like that. Maybe Josh Woodward. No, that would be pushing it to an extreme, because it's not too much like Josh Woodward. It's not depressing or anything. Not to say I don't like Josh Woodward. He's good. I love his music, but I think I've only heard one song that's actually like happy with, like, even in, not even necessarily upbeat, just not with a like sad feeling to it or sad words or anything. It's good, but not if you're like a bubbly person. You're not gonna really like Josh Woodward, even though he's really, really good. You know what? Just for that, I'm gonna include a song by Josh Woodward, one of his new demos, maybe. I'll look. While you're listening to Head in the Clouds, I will take a look at Josh Woodward's stuff and see what I want you to listen to. So, if you've never heard him before, and this is your first time listening to Indie Invasion, you can listen to it. And, you know, you never know. This might be the only show you ever hear, because I listened to this podcast once. It was Northwest Noise. And it was the mid-May CD release, and just so you know, mid-May is one of the best bands I've ever heard. They're from the Northwest somewhere, Washington or Oregon, I can't remember, but they're really good. And I listened to this CD release, which had pretty much all their music in this podcast, and it's the only time I've ever heard Northwest Noise, probably the only time I'm ever going to listen to them. Just because it was because of the artist that it was about, and hopefully you listen to Jeff Schramm because of Jeff Schramm, or just to listen to it, you got to hear Josh Woodward. He's great. So this may be the only opportunity you ever have to listen to him. So I'm gonna make sure you have it. So you're gonna listen to something by Josh Woodward. I'll look at something, see what you want to listen to, see what I want to listen to for you to hear, while we're listening to Head in the Clouds by, obviously, Jeff Schramm. I don't know why I keep saying by Jeff Schramm, because you know it's by Jeff Schramm, because that's what the whole show is about. Okay, and hopefully for the next episode, I'll have some kind of intro sound bit for you to listen to, or just to give it, the beginning of the show, something distinctive, because I'm not exactly enjoying the random song and then I start talking thing. I want something to be kind of a distinctive intro clip or something before the show. Okay, so here we go. This is Head in the Clouds. give it a second. It's the next song.
Okay. Head in the Clouds.
Okay, that was really nice. It wasn't what I remembered from earlier. Maybe I heard Only One, which is the next song. That actually reminds me a lot of If I Could Fly. Bigger Than My Body by John Mayer, which is kind of a similar genre. Has the hard acoustic sound, which I like. It's not my favorite. My favorite is the soft, nice, silky smooth acoustic that Bad Luck has, or that a lot of Josh Woodward songs are Or even Dan Meskillier or Nate Mangard, which I think I featured both of them actually in episode 2 of Acousticality. You don't need to go listen to it unless you want to. You need to go listen to it. It's a good song. It's good. Good show. I don't remember if I said anything stupid in that one. I probably did. I don't know. The thing, this is probably the best show so far in terms of dialogue. A lot of the time I don't have anything useful to say and I just talk. But that's not a problem though, because I like talking. So, okay. Next we're going to listen to the Josh Woodward song I promised. It's Nothing in the Dark. Josh Woodward sounds a lot like the style that Jeff Strom has in Bad Luck. It's softer, more finger-picking type stuff rather than the hard finger-picking type stuff that is in Head in the Clouds, because it's not an easy song. It's not saying that hard is easier than soft or anything like that. But the style that he uses in Bad Luck is pretty similar to the type of music Josh Woodward plays, and the kind of music that I like. This song is Nothing in the Dark from Josh Woodward, one of Josh Woodward's first albums, actually. It's called Here Today. This is actually a remake of the album. The original album was actually really horrible. There's nothing wrong with the songs, it was just it was back when Josh Woodward first started out, and he actually didn't know a whole lot about recording. I read this on his website. He said that he felt really bad about the quality of Here Today, because it had good songs, but they were just recorded terribly. So he found out that he had a copy of all the original recording stuff on a hard drive or some kind of disc somewhere in a closet somewhere or something. So he took that and he didn't re-record anything. He just mixed everything together better and with all his new professional equipment and knowledge that he had, he turned this album he was embarrassed about into something really, really, really good. It's actually probably one of my favorite albums from Josh Woodward. It's really a good album. It has a lot of good music on it. Probably all of his best songs are on this album. I'm not that his other stuff's bad. It's good, but I like the way he I don't know, the kind of songs he had there, or the subject matter or something. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so here we're gonna go. We're gonna go into Josh Woodward land for just one song, and then we're gonna come back and end the show with Jeff Schramm, and then I'll talk at you for a little while, to say some bunch of stuff, just for fun or no. I got some announcements and information for you. That makes it sound... No, I don't want to say that. Because then you're not going to listen to it. Because I wouldn't stay. After I heard only one out, skip to the next track. If I heard the guy on the podcast say, okay, stay tuned for some announcements afterwards. Just stay tuned. I'm going to talk. Maybe you'll hear another bonus track or something. No. Keep listening after only one, if you want to, or maybe it'll be a surprise. I'll keep you on your toes for these last few tracks. Okay, here you go. This is Nothing in the Dark by Justin Woodward. After the track ends, I keep doing that. Okay, here you go.
change the season, blow the candle out. Shaded by the shadow of a doubt, painted by the colors fading out. Wash away the blank expression, fill it with a new direction. Plain to see it all when there is nothing left to see.
Pause. Okay, so that was Nothing in the Dark. You needed to hear Joshua Bird. He's good. It doesn't have a whole lot to do with Jeff Schramm. It kind of has, well, the artist himself has kind of a similar music that he plays on occasion. So that's similar, but I don't know. He's good enough just to throw in there randomly, right? Okay. So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you a few things you might want to hear about Indian Invasion, and then I'll close the show with only one, and that'll be the end of it. Okay, so, first of all, I don't... maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but Indian Invasion actually has a website now. It's IndianInvasion.net. You only need to type two W's, www.indieinvasion.net if you want. That'll forward you to the actual site, which is has the standard three W's. I'm working on an upload feature so you can put music, upload music to me, to use directly, so I don't have to go looking around for it or anything. To make it easier for you to put music. Although I kind of like the whole idea of an email mess, an email with the music on it. Like I have been getting. I got an I talked to Deus Ex Machina, a label, an indie label out of Minneapolis, I think. They sent me some tracks from AM, which is a really great band. I really need to make a show about them. I really like AM. It's their new album, the one that I got some tracks from, is actually several duets with AM, which is just a band and a guy, with some other people. I've never heard of. I don't know who these people are, but they make great music with AM, and so I'm gonna feature them in the near future. Hopefully, I make another show. It's been a long time since I recorded anything, and I'm going off to college this fall. I'm going to BYU, Brigham Young University. For everyone that doesn't know who they are, the Cougars. In football and basketball. And unless by some stroke of luck I can get a hold of a laptop with a decent sound card, I don't know how I'm gonna be able to record Indie Invasion. I want to, obviously. I really like talking about music. And on top of that, I don't even know how I'm gonna record myself with my music. Maybe just get live recordings, which is what I prefer anyway. I don't know. Only time will tell. Hopefully, I get a good job which pays enough for me to afford a laptop with a decent sound card so I can record something that sounds halfway decent. Although, I don't. I guess anything would sound as good as this because I'm using my home computer with the onboard sound card, which is always just horrible. I have a computer in my closet that I was going to use for this purpose, but it's a whole lot more convenient just to sit in my living room and record than to sit in my closet and record without any internet, because I don't have a wireless card, and, you know, in a really hot closet, especially right now because our air conditioning broke, because South Texas is the devil. And the devil hates comfort. I don't know, but our air conditioning broke, and my house has been at around 90 degrees for 4 days. So I really don't want to sit in a closet with a computer. I'd rather sit in the living room with a pair of turbocharged ceiling fans and a box fan blowing cool air from outside. A whole lot nicer than my bedroom, which is really bad. Okay, I told you about Indie Invasion, indieinvasion.net, because .com is way too, .com is a sellout, or too mainstream, whatever you want, anything to make it seem lame, because .com, too many people use it, I guess that's the thing. Indieinvasion.net. Everything's on there. The front page is a little bit ugly. I haven't had a lot of time to work on it, and I'm not very good at PHP. As soon as I learn PHP, which should be this week, because I need to know PHP to get a decent job anywhere, entry level. It's not really entry level, right? Because I'm a skilled person, but yeah, the good paying jobs that they have up at BYU on campus or near campus. I'd either be an athletic trainer, which I'm nowhere near qualified for. I mean, I work out myself, but I don't have any experience or training in helping other people work out. If you need to, I don't know if you need to be licensed or anything. I don't know anything about that. So I'm not qualified for that. So the only thing I'm qualified for that pays decently that would allow me to get through college, without starving and without a computer and, you know, without books maybe, or without going into major, ridiculous amounts of debt, which I don't want to do. I need to get a good job with that pays to around $10 an hour. And this job, I got a pair of jobs that I'm going at, but a few jobs actually. I need to know PHP, and I don't need to tell you about my personal life, right? Well, anyway, I don't know about PHP very well. I'm gonna check out a book on it this week, probably, and learn PHP, and then the site will start being better and better until it's like as professional as any other site on the internet, hopefully. I'll probably put it on there tomorrow or the next day or the next day. I'd really like donations. I don't have money, really. I'm looking for a job, but I don't have one right now. And Indie Invasion costs money. Not a whole lot of money, because I'm on nearlyfreespeech.net. I only pay $1 per megabyte month. And bandwidth is crazy cheap. It's like $1. No, it's not. It's a cent per megabyte month. And about $1 per gigabyte of transfer. And all the music is stored on the Internet Archive, so I don't have to worry about storing these gigantic audio files that I have of the shows. They're all stored on thearchive.org, and they're all converted into AUG and high fidelity and low fidelity MP3, so anyone can listen to it. Also, Indie Invasion has Twitter. It's the 411 feed. All the information you need to know about Indie Invasion and just a bunch of things, you know. It's twitter.com/IndieInvasion. I usually just post kind of some new stuff, and usually around mostly around the time that I'm recording the show, I'll tell you who it's about, and then say it's almost ready, probably, and then I'll give you a link to the show. Please tell people about it and go to the store. We have a store on Zazzle. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on there, but I should put a few more things within the next month or so. I'll try to design a few more things, because that also helps me out. I don't get a whole lot of money for it, but you get something nice, and I get a little bit of cash to help pay for hosting. It's a pretty good deal, and the stuff is cool. I designed some of it. My sister designed some of it. I'd buy it if I had money. So if you have money, buy it. If you could even buy it for me if you want. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. If you don't want it, you could give it to me. Give it to your friends. Whatever. Just get the word out about Indie Invasion. Because people need to listen to music that isn't controlled by evil companies, evil record labels with their exclusive contracts and everything. It's all about the indie music that's free for everyone to share, and, you know, that's what music is about, right? Sharing it with people, distributing it. I mean, it's not like they're losing money giving it away. Well, I guess they kind of are. But I would think it would be a good thing that people are listening to it, because I thought that was the idea. And if enough people listen to it, you will get people that buy it. Because if you're good, you deserve to get it bought, like Jeff Schramm or Josh Woodward or The Martial Arts. They're people that you should buy their albums. As soon as I get some money, I'm going to buy all of Josh Woodward's albums. I'm going to buy Jeff Schramm's albums, if the, I mean, I guess if it's before fall, there'll only be one, but if it's after fall, I'll download both albums, and I'll buy an album of post-war years, even, because, I mean, selling albums is part of how they support themselves, or going to concerts, go see them live, and support them there, too. You can go to songkick.com and look for any artist. I don't know, Jeff Schramm doesn't have any shows coming up, and I don't know that Joshua Dord has any either. But, you know, you can go check that out. Do that yourself. I don't have to do everything for you. I'll just point you in the right direction. Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, visit us at IndieInvasion.net. The previous two websites that we had, IndieMusicInvasion .blogspot.com automatically redirects to the new website, and IndieInvasion.wordpress.com, which is where we were before, where I was before. Where I was before, doesn't allow JavaScript, so I can't redirect you, and it costs $10 a month, I think, to have access to DNS stuff, so I can. That sounds ridiculous. I don't know if it's $10 a month. There's nothing I can afford to pay to have everything forwarded to the new show, to the new website. So I just have a, hey, we're over here now, and everything's hidden and everything. So go to the new website, listen to the stuff, leave some feedback, tell me how I could fix it, or submit new music. You can email me now at carlos@indieinvasion.net or at killpack99@gmail.com or at indiemusicinvasion@gmail.com, I think. Any of those three. Or you can go to the website and there's a contact us page, I believe, that you can click on. There is. I'm pretty sure there is. You can click on and send me an email, or use the contact form that's there, and I'll get that, and I'll be able to send you an email back, response, so you'll know that I heard from you. And pretty soon I'll have that uploader thing going. I think that's everything. I don't have anything else to say. Except keep listening to music. I hope, really hope you enjoyed the show. What was that? Okay. I enjoyed listening to this music. I really hope you did. And I'll see you next time. I don't know who we're going to be listening to, because it's really like right at the moment impulsive decision at the end, because originally this show was going to be about the Transistors. I think they're, I don't know where they're from, kind of a indie-tronic band that I've heard recently. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen next. Alright, so we're going to finish the show with Only One from the Only One MP3 release, pseudo-release from Jeff Schramm, and that'll be it. So you won't be hearing anything else from me, unless I really need something to say, but I've been talking for, like, almost 15 minutes already, so I don't think there could be anything else for me to say, except good night. It is midnight where I am. I don't know what time it'll be when you listen to this, but hope you enjoyed the show, and goodbye. Well, goodbye. Right before our eyes, what if we
say the right words before we have to say goodbye. Am I the only one? What if the only way to hold on is to let go? Certain is to